local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes, good afternoon or good evening, Pensacola. It's 6:11 right now here, and we've got a lot to cover here this hour, starting with your top three stories. Then we'll get into some local stories here for you. So again, to start with the top three stories, Iranian state media is reporting that a Hamas leader who is in Iran has been killed by a strike from Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby today refused to confirm those reports, and the White House says it's too soon to say what the attacks in Lebanon and Iran recently could mean for potential ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. President Biden, number two top trending story, he's set to kick off the Democratic National Convention with a primetime speech where he's going to allegedly focus on passing the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago, and Pensacola Morning News' Andrew McKay and myself, Bobby Rossi, will be there broadcasting and reporting live. And finally, Vice President Kamala Harris will soon announce her running mate, as she's going to be holding her first rally with the new vice presidential pick on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Being that it's in Philadelphia, the location suggests that she could choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who's considered to be on her short list. Another name that keeps popping up on her shortlist is former astronaut and current Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. Those are your top three stories. Your local headlines. A Beulah woman who was shot last weekend has now passed away, according to the Scambia County Sheriff's Office. Deputies had arrived at her home shortly before she was taken to the hospital. She's 25 years old, and they say the investigation is ongoing about what happened in the shooting.
And a decomposing body was found this morning on Palafox Street near Burgess Road. The Sheriff's Office Crime Scene Unit arrived at the scene about 5 o'clock this morning, and investigators are still working to determine a cause of death, but said that the death did not appear to be the result of a crime.
And a Gulf Shores man named Nicholas Tomlin has been arrested and accused of child abuse and drug possession. Officers responded to Moe's Landing Monday night around 8:30 p.m. and found an intoxicated man trying to cross the road with three children in hand. They were between the age of 2 and 4. He's currently being held at the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office Correction Center, and the Department of Child Services is involved with this investigation.
And reports are that TSA lines at the Pensacola Airport are much improved over last year. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says that the TSA is required to self-report when wait times exceed 35 minutes, which has only happened a few times this year, reportedly, at least compared to around 14 times last year. Changes are also reportedly being made to change the optics of the wait line, including the terminal exit being changed so more queue lines can be added, which will keep the line from snaking through the hallway. 6:15 on the dot here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising and keep driving with Direct Auto. You can get a free quote at directauto.com. Looking at the roads here, we did have several backups on I-10 if you were traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. It seems like just about all of those issues have subsided. We do have a little bit on I-10 if you are still traveling westbound, and on Pensacola Boulevard right where you meet Burgess. But outside of those couple spots, there's not too much going on. We also have just a little bit of issues here and there on Highway 90, particularly if you are coming from, what road is this here? The Pea Ridge Connector, we do have some backups developing there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. It's nothing that severe. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees here in Pensacola. We have been dealing with a heat advisory, and we also have 30% chances of thunderstorms as we get into tonight with a low of 80 degrees. And those clouds and chances of storms will be bleeding into your Thursday. But again, still just about a 30% chance. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Several Penn Air Credit Union ATMs are back at work after being shut down because they found nearly undetectable skimmer devices. The skimmers had pinhole cameras to capture PIN numbers being entered on the keypad. Officials believe they were an organized crime ring is responsible, and an investigation is ongoing. Three machines were affected in Pensacola, one on 9th and two on Garden. Another one was on Woodbine Road in Pace. Penair has checked all of their ATM machines for the devices, said they're all good now.
And in April, Escambia County leased the 68-acre former International Paper Golf Course in Cantonment to develop it into a park. This week, the Escambia County Commission is set to approve the purchase of a play structure and 704 square feet recreational shelter with tables for the property. The golf course has been closed since 2017, and Escambia County plans to use the land for disc golf and walking trails in addition to the pavilion and playground. The park will be open only during daylight hours.
Oh, I like another disc golf place. It's pretty good. It seems like we just finished the Blue Angels Air Show in Pensacola Beach, but we're fortunate enough to have the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show at the end of the season. This year it's going to be November 1st and 2nd. General admission, parking, and blanket seating is free, but you can get premium preferred seating options available tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Tickets are $50, and they can be purchased through the air show's website, naspensacolaairshow.org.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't be packed at all. Pensacola's Five Sisters Restaurant has received $50,000 in grant money from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. It's part of a grant program for backing historic small restaurants, and 50 small restaurants across the country were selected for the grant program, with Five Sisters being the only recipient in the state of Florida. The money will be used for exterior renovations, such as a new marquee sign, a mural, ADA improvements, and a relocation of the front entry and exterior lights.
And then finally, there's a new four-way stop in downtown Pensacola. Two new signs were installed this week at the intersection of Tarragona and Romana. There was previously just stop signs at Romana. Now there's the full four-way stop. City says the change was made to enhance pedestrian safety at the intersection. We're going to get a quick break here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. And then when we come back, we'll give you an update on the tropics as we're watching a storm out there in the Atlantic that is near the Bahamas now. And also, we got to update you on on coyotes in the state of Florida. So stick around for these stories next right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We'll get your next traffic update here in 2 minutes. Right now, let's look at the tropics. We've got we had a storm out there in the middle of the Atlantic a few days ago. It has slowly been making its way towards Florida. And it now has a 60% chance of formation. According to the National Hurricane Center, a large tropical wave located over the Lesser Antilles continues to produce broad area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms. And then it goes on and states that as it gets, it's moving west-northwest towards the Bahamas and Cuba, and a tropical depression could form this weekend or early next week when the system is in the vicinity of the Greater Antilles, Bahamas, or near Florida. And so we're continuing watching the progress of this. The storm track right now still pretty far out there to really know where it will go, but it is looking like it's headed straight to Miami. And it's pretty much the whole time, the last few days as we've been watching this, that's where it's been headed, and it hasn't really changed direction that much. So we'll continue to give you updates on that all week long. As we look at it, even over the weekend, even if it hits over the weekend, we'll still cover, you know, if it ends up being something that hits our area, we'll be sure to have full coverage for you right here on News Radio 923, which is a good reason to download our mobile app, because if you lose power and you don't have your radio, you can listen to us in the mobile app, and we'll still be giving you all of your hurricane coverage that you need. So just a little reminder right there.
And many hospitals are experiencing a critical blood shortage after a cyber attack on OneBlood. That's a nonprofit blood center that serves over 250 Florida hospitals. Obviously, we're very much familiar with them around here. Many of the hospitals have had to cancel optional surgical procedures to help maintain their future blood supply. Now, blood centers across the country are sending blood and platelets to OneBlood, and the AABB Disaster Task Force is coordinating national resources to assist with additional blood products. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather before continuing with our state headlines here. Let's see. I'll keep it brief because there's not a ton going on the roads here. It seems like if you are having problems wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's just a bit more of what we've already been saying. 87 degrees. Heat advisory going on, of course. We do have a 30% chance of thunderstorms as we get into tonight, which will carry over into tomorrow. And tonight's low is 80 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. U.S. Department of Justice is asking a judge to throw out a Florida lawsuit aimed at new federal gun regulation. A motion filed in Hillsborough County Federal Court earlier this week argues that the state doesn't have legal standing to challenge a new rule that will require more background checks on buyers. So the case was filed by Attorney General Ashley Moody last May. She claims that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement will have to handle a surge of new background checks because of this new rule from DOJ. Meanwhile, DOJ says that the FBI could step in to help if that's the case. A hearing on the issue has not been scheduled.
And recent coyote attacks on small dogs are prompting the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to meet with residents in Wilton Manors. Biologist Jane Johnston says that coyotes have been spotted in all 67 Florida counties, so you need to learn how to deal with them. I'd say so. She says you need to make noise to get them to run away by waving your arms and stomping your feet. They rarely attack humans, but they do attack dogs, so she says you need to walk them close to you on the leash and secure your trash as to not attract them.
And annual Florida Python Challenge is coming up in August from August 9th through the 18th. It has a grand prize of $10,000 to the person who removes the most invasive Burmese pythons from the Everglades. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that the registration is open now and it will go through the last day of the event, August 18th. And the entry fee is only $25, but all participants, whether you be novice or professional, are required to complete free online training and pass a quiz with at least an 85% score. So if you want to go hunt some Burmese pythons, go ahead and register today.
And two teenagers are facing charges in connection to a shooting in Sarasota. A 14-year-old accused of attempted murder has been arrested. Police say a 15-year-old and 36-year-old were taken into custody on drug charges. Investigators are trying to figure out the moments leading up to the incident.
And then the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office says a deadly overnight mobile home fire in Plant City was deliberately set. Hillsborough Fire Chief, Fire Rescue Lieutenant Danny Alvarez says one person inside the home called 911 saying everyone was trapped and with no way out. Four people and three dogs were killed in the blaze. 25-year-old Sean Gossett lived in the house and is accused of setting the fire with the intent of killing everyone inside. He's behind bars on four counts of murder and arson.
And the Tampa Bay Rays continuing to celebrate a major win for the team and city of St. Petersburg. The Rays held a news conference earlier today to highlight last night's approval from Pinellas County Commissioners for a plan to build a new ballpark near Tropicana Field. The plan will also redevelop the surrounding historic gas plant district. Mayor Ken Welch was at this morning's event to thank the Rays, developers, and his staff for working tirelessly on the deal. The full project is expected to cost more than $6 billion, with the county investing more than $300 million. Officials are set to break ground on the project in January, with the stadium scheduled to be ready for opening day in 2028.
And there's, you know, I don't know if you've seen much about it, but they definitely have a need to upgrade that stadium. There's been a lot of complaints. I mean, almost as soon as it was built, people were complaining about it.
Yeah, you mentioned like the shoddiness of the turf.
Yep, the turf had issues. It reminds me a little bit of the Jacksonville stadium. Interestingly enough, two Florida stadiums were both built, and short time after they were built, people complained that they were, you know, just not up to par. And Jacksonville's now going to get a new stadium, and now Tampa Bay is going to get a new stadium for the Rays. I got time for one more story here on the national story. President Trump clashed with reporters after the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention. Basically, it started off bad. The opening statement from Rachel Scott, ABC News reporter, she asked why black voters should trust him. Following his disparaging comments he's made about political opponents in the past, he said the introduction was disgraceful and rude. Then, later on, he eventually went on about Vice President Kamala Harris and saying she doesn't even know her own racial identity. She was always identified as Indian until recently. Now she's identifying as black and wants to be known as black. So there you go. Coming up here next, we've got your top three stories again, plus your sports updates. Stick around right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Tom Rigotti. The man accused of being the main plotter in the 9/11 terror attacks has agreed to plead guilty. The Pentagon says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices are expected to enter the pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. This as tensions rise in the Middle East after strikes at Iran and Lebanon, killing leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah.
Iran's supreme leader has vowed revenge for the strike, raising the possibility of a direct attack against Israel that could spark a broader war.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. Remarks by Donald Trump at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago are causing controversy. Fox's Brian Yenis.
Former President Trump under fire for suggesting Vice President Kamala Harris only started identifying as black recently for political gain.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre calling Trump's comments insulting. America's listening to Fox News.
Sing with your money now. Private job growth slowed in July while the pace of wage gains hit a three-year low, according to payrolls processing firm ADP. Companies added just 122,000 jobs in the month, the slowest pace since January, and below the upwardly revised 155,000 in June. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian says the massive IT outage earlier this month that stranded thousands of customers will cost the airline $500 million. The airline canceled more than 4,000 flights in the wake of the outage and are now suing the companies responsible, CrowdStrike and Microsoft. Stocks finished the day higher. The Dow jumped 99 points. The S&P 500 grew by 85. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ surged to 452 points, good enough for 2.6% growth. U.S. oil futures for September surging to around $78.70 a barrel for September delivery. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads and the horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. DJ Moore received a four-year contract extension worth $110 million. The Bears are loaded on offense with Moore, Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift. Last year, we saw CJ Stroud take over a Texans team in peril and instantly put them in the playoffs in the AFC. And with Williams walking into an easier situation, the Bears should be a playoff team in the NFC. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Always find what you love at Total Wine and More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine and More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly, B21.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Wake up, Maggie, I think.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on. So hopefully, if you're dealing with any problems on the roads at this time, they should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We are in a heat advisory, of course, and we're going to have a low of 80 as we get into tonight with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. And those 30% chances will also be seen tomorrow on your Thursday. That's your traffic and weather together. Bobby?
All right. Got your top three stories, and then we'll get into some sports and national headlines. Iranian state media is reporting that a Hamas leader who was in Iran has been killed by an attack from Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby today refused to confirm reports that Israel killed a political leader of Hamas in Iran. And the White House says it's too soon to say what the attacks, recent attacks in Lebanon and Iran from Israel could mean for a potential ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. President Biden, in the meantime, is set to kick off the Democratic National Convention with a primetime speech where he will allegedly focus on passing the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago, and both Andrew McKay and myself, Bobby Rossi, will be there to broadcast and report live throughout the whole convention. And Vice President Kamala Harris will soon announce her running mate, and as she was going to hold her first rally with her vice presidential pick on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Now, the location suggests you may choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who's considered to be a top pick for on Harris's shortlist, but doesn't necessarily guarantee that. Those are your top three stories. Let's look at sports, particularly start off with the medal count. United States leads in the total medal count with 30, and followed by France's 26. However, when it comes to gold medals, we're down at seventh place. China, France, Japan, Australia, Great Britain, and Korea all have more gold medals than we have. We still got a ways to go. Tomorrow is the first day for golf of the Olympics, a new sport that's going on. So they have golf. We have badminton going on as well. And there's some more volleyball. Shooting is going on and tomorrow as well. Three-on-three basketball continues, although both of the United States teams have been eliminated, I believe. And then rowing is also coming up as well. That's your upcoming Olympic schedule. What else we got going on in sports, Austin?
Well, today we had the U.S. men's basketball team back on the hardwood facing South Sudan for the top spot in Group C through two games. Today they did face off. The U.S. won 103-86. So the U.S. had a lot more convincing of a show out than their pre-Olympic matchup with South Sudan back in Abu Dhabi earlier this month. They only won by 1 point there. So congrats to the USA basketball team there. As for gymnastics, the U.S. came up short in its effort to add a medal in the men's gymnastics all-around final. Paul Judah and Frederick Richard finished outside of the top 10 in the competition. Simone Biles and Suni Lee will be competing in the women's all-around final on Thursday. And now we've got the MLB. Got several scores here. Only one game going on currently. The Cubs just have a 1-0 lead on the Reds in the top of the second. Some of the later games tonight are Pirates at Astros, Dodgers at Padres, Rockies at Angels, and Athletics at Giants. And then some of the notable scores that we've already had earlier today were Marlins beating the Rays 6-2, the Braves beating the Brewers 6-2 as well. And we also had the Yankees beating the Phillies in quite a contested game, 6-5. Those are two of the top teams in the MLB right now, so that's pretty cool there. And a quick MLB headline about the Padres here. They have set another single-game attendance record. The Padres beat the Dodgers 6-5 in 10 innings last night in front of 47,559 fans. That is a new single-game record and the second one set this month at Petco Park. So the Padres are turning some heads, that's for darn sure.
When it comes to national news stories, we have Ohio Senator, vice presidential pick for Trump, J.D. Vance, says criticism is the price of entry to the Republican presidential ticket. He addressed the blowback back from his 2021 comments on the societal value of women who don't have children, calling them childless cat ladies. He's gotten a lot of blowback from that, from people saying it was a very sexist comment. Harris's campaign has called Vance's political point of view weird, while Trump stands by his running mate. The Ohio Republican said that he has to take the shot since he'll be on the ballot this fall.
Yeah, I've seen people get upset about the whole J.D. Vance thing. I don't think it was meant as sexist, because I think he, now, insensitive, sure. He was talking about
I don't know. There's some crazy cat ladies out there. What's wrong with saying that?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's like a typical joking term, crazy cat lady.
It's a stereotype, just like a Karen or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as far as childless, the reason why he threw that in there was because they were talking about people speaking on abortion despite not having kids, I think is what he was talking about. So I don't know if I'd call it sexist. Was it cocky? For sure. floating barrier in the Rio Grande meant to discourage migrants from trying to cross from Mexico into Texas can stay for now. The decision made by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, it overturned a previous decision by a panel of the court. Yesterday's ruling means the barrier can stay in place until a lower court decides the DOJ's laws.
And speaking of the border, arrests of migrants for illegally crossing the border of the United States from Mexico have plummeted about 30% in July to a new low for the Biden presidency. The U.S. Border Patrol is expected to arrest migrants about 57,000 times during the month. That's down from 83,536 arrests in June, which was the previous low mark in the Biden presidency.
And quite a disgusting headline here, keeping with the border theme. San Diego County has issued a notice of violation against the agency overseeing sewage issues on the U.S. side of the border. The San Diego County Air Pollution Control District has issued a notice of violation against the International Boundary and Water Commission for failing to maintain the Hollister Wastewater Pump Station in Imperial Beach. Sewage from Mexico flows across the border and into San Diego, where the U.S. section of the IBWC maintains several treatment plants. The county says the Hollister station stopped working on June 16th, leading to 300,000 gallons of sewage being released.
Gross. That's a poopy story.
Quite.
The South Carolina Supreme Court is ruling the death penalty options given to the state inmates are legal. Chief Justice of South Carolina Supreme Court Don Beattie helped issue the opinion his last day on the bench before retirement. The opinion declares that the state can offer a choice between the electric chair, lethal injection, or firing squad to inmates on death row. So they become the second state to approve firing squad as a as an option after Utah.
And here in some health, business, and science notes, the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. That's a big headline there. Rates have been in the same range for the past year. However, many investors believe rate cuts are likely to begin in September.
Yeah, and there's some buzz about the Trump administration or the Trump team, and Republicans are all critical of any idea of dropping rates when inflation is still as high as what it is right now. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Then continuing on here, other stories. Lululemon is pulling its latest leggings after customers complained that it made their butt look long. Long butt. We were talking about this earlier. Captain Long Butt. I think that'd be a great pirate name. The Breeze Through leggings were priced for $98, and they launched July 9th. They've already been canceled July 31st. They were marketed as an innovative product with lightweight fabric and quick drying material. It has a V-shaped back seam that rises up from the seat of the pants all the way to the lower back, but apparently women complained that it was unflattering to their posterior.
I don't know. Babies with peanut allergies could receive a treatment at hospitals across Australia.
I thought you were going to say you would wear it.
I was going to say, I don't know what all the criticism is with a long butt. I've never heard that be a problem before, but apparently that's a thing. Babies with peanut allergies could receive a treatment at hospitals across Australia that may be life-changing. This is the first time a nationwide peanut oral immunotherapy program is part of mainstream care anywhere in the world. That's according to a partnership between Australia's National Allergy Center of Excellence and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. The program is open to infants under 12 months old who have a diagnosed peanut allergy and lets them see a specialist at a pediatric hospital in one of the participating states. The aim is to have them build up a tolerance and achieve remission in their peanut allergies. Definitely necessary, if at all achievable, because, I mean, peanuts are everywhere, and so's people with peanut allergies.
Yeah, it would be amazing if it really is able to reduce their sensitivity to peanuts. That would be a very amazing story right there. It is 6:45. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Oh, all righty. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Not a ton going on the road still. Maybe a little bit of backups developing. If you're traveling northbound, this is going to be on Palafox Street if you are passing Fairfield Drive, but it's very minor. That's nothing that's really going to hold you up for long. As for the weather, let's see, 87 degrees in Pensacola. The low is going to be 80 tonight with a 30% chance of thunderstorms bleeding into your Thursday. That's your traffic and weather.
All right. And continue on here. Back in January, Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun resigned after the news of the door panels blowing off the 737 MAX 9 flights. Well, now Boeing is naming Kelly Ortberg as its new president and CEO. He is a former executive with aerospace company Rockwell Collins. He's going to take the helm August 9th.
And Uber and Lyft have agreed to phase out lockouts, which have reduced for-hire vehicle driver pay in New York City since mid-May. New York City's for-hire vehicle drivers were getting mandated minimum pay, which guarantees drivers get paid for time spent between trips. However, the companies have been locking drivers out of their apps at times during their shifts to avoid paying them while they are in between rides. Lyft responded.
Sneaky.
Yeah, exactly. Lyft responded, saying the company supports an environment that allows New York City drivers to earn whenever and however they want while driving on the Lyft platform. Oh, how sweet of them.
Oh, now they do. Now yes. They support that.
Now that you caught me, I'm for the people.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get a quick break. When we come back here, we'll wrap it up with some lighter stories for you and some entertainment news next, right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Project 2025. What is it? What does it stand for? Who made it? Does it reflect the Republican Party or the 2024 platform? Is it something that Trump is responsible for? Is it even fair to say he's affiliated with it or not? We also talked with Matt Coughlin, the airport director, about some things that they're doing at the airport to alleviate congestion, particularly in the screening line and in the passenger drop-off and pickup area. And drama in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Really? Oh, yeah. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-7644. 1620-850-437-1620. And we got your last traffic update coming up here shortly. We want to lighten it up a little bit here, though, first with your softer stories, like you said, pop culture stories. Actress, director, producer Elizabeth Banks said she was saved by a guardian angel on the set of her new movie, Skincare. She explained on Good Morning America, she was alone in her trailer eating lunch when a little green pea became stuck in her throat. She shared, I threw the door open, couldn't make a noise, was so afraid it was terrifying. A crew member walked by and saw her at the right moment, asking, are you choking? When she indicated that she was, the crew member very calmly performed the Heimlich maneuver. She went on and explained, quote, he had to do it twice. His name is Julius. He is my guardian angel. Julius, I love you, end quote.
Very sweet. And M. Night Shyamalan's new movie Trap is expected to battle for second place when it hits theaters this weekend. The thriller, starring Josh Hartnett, is expected to make $15 to $20 million in its debut domestically. It's going to be battling with Twisters for second place, which is expected to make between $17 and $19 million in what is now its third weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine is projected to take the distant first for the second straight week with $75 to $95 million. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Harold and the Purple Crayon is expected to make $6 to $7 million in its debut weekend. Bobby, you said that sounds like a good film. It's just very problematic that it's being released in such a loaded slate here.
Yeah. I think it looks like it's a very creative film. I think it's based on a book or kid's book or something like that, but it is definitely coming out on a wrong weekend because you're going to see a lot of, people are going to be watching all these other movies, right? Right. So are you a Deadpool fan? Are you somebody who's watched the Deadpools?
I think I've seen the first one. I don't think I saw any of the, of the second one, it wasn't much. But it is. It's fun. I've seen enough to know that it's pretty funny. I understand the appeal.
So you're not one of those clamoring to go see it.
I'm not gonna join the statistic. I will say I'm not a huge moviegoer, but also I'm just not a huge huge MCU fan really at all.
Okay.
So yeah, but
not a huge MCU fan.
Yeah. What is that?
But if you're not into movies, what movies you like then?
I don't know. I mean, there are some like historic, like I think the last movie I went to go see in a movie theater was Oppenheimer. I think that was the last one I went to go see.
Okay.
And so historically, you know, accurate movies like that, that's interesting. Obviously some comedies are fine as well. But I'm just not much of a movie guy. It's like just the sitting in the dark with strangers. Not a huge fan of that.
Well, you should go with people you know.
I do. But, I don't want to still be around, some people, especially if they're disruptive or if they're just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to. Or, some people, they take their shoes off. It's a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so you're uncomfortable with the human beings.
the socialization, right.
And socializing with humans. I get you. Okay. Continuing on here. Actor Jonathan Majors says he's heartbroken that Robert Downey Jr.'s Dr. Doom will be the next big bad guy in the two Avenger movies. Dr. Doom is replacing Majors' character, Kang the Conqueror, after he was dropped by Marvel late last year when he was found guilty of harassment and assault of a female. Kang was meant to be the main villain for the current saga of the MCU, but now they've had to change up plans due to his, personal problems off the, off screen. He says he loved playing Kang, but is also excited to see what Robert Downey Jr. does as Doom. He added he would come back to Marvel if that's what they and the fans wanted.
6:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this evening. Looks like on the roads there's not too much going on, so hopefully you won't be held up for too long wherever you may be. As for the weather, once again, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. There's going to be a low of 80 tonight with 30% chances of thunderstorms that will bleed into your Thursday, but hopefully that should not be too severe. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Continuing on here with some other stories. Kevin Costner's Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2 was planned to be released August 16th in the United States, but it was scrapped earlier this month, so it's going to be premiering at the Venice Film Festival. It's going to be Venice Film Festival happens August 28th through September 7th, and Costner stars and directs in it. It's the second Horizon installment, along with Sienna Miller, Sam Worthington, Jenna Malone, and Danny Houston.
And former SNL cast member Maya Rudolph will be returning to the show this fall. Deadline reports that she will reprise her role as Vice President Kamala Harris through the 2024 election. Rudolph won an Emmy in 2020 for her portrayal of the vice president on a December 2019 episode of SNL. Fans immediately started to call on the show to bring back Rudolph to play Harris as soon as President Biden announced his decision to drop out of the 2024 race. It's going to be the 50th season of SNL, which will be premiering on September 28th.
Do you like the SNL characters when they play different presidential candidates and things like that? Is that one of the things that you
I noticed some of the social media buzz surrounding Rudolph and like people saying, okay, well, she's about to get, you know, a lot of money coming up because they're going to be having a lot of material to go off of to put her into, you know. But yeah, I mean, I remember watching like back when the 2016 debates were going on and some of the people that they had, I think they had Pete Davidson playing Marco Rubio for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
But yeah, I mean, so like I remember watching that stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I think as long as you, if they can capture him well, and I think Maya Rudolph can capture Kamala pretty good, then yeah, I mean, I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's good stuff. Except, I'll never forget, like when people talk about Tina Fey, I talked to Republicans.
Sarah Palin, that was a big one.
Yep. I talk to Republicans who will say, yeah, well, just when Sarah Palin said, I can see Russia from my house, that just made me lose. I'm like, she didn't say that. Tina Fey said that, playing Sarah Palin. I'm like, that's how effective like some of these comedy bits are, is that you had Tina Fey playing this, you know, parody role of Sarah Palin and said, I can see Russia from my house. And here's today, you know, decade later, Republicans going, man, that time when Sarah Palin said that, like, what? She didn't say that.
Yeah, I mean, it really, the way she captured her, like, just in her likeness and stuff, really, really spun the narrative on Sarah there.
It sure did. So, all right, continue on here. Some other news. Florida's Treasure Coast is the most unsafe place for drivers in the country, according to Allstate America. Port St. Lucie, I got a real good friend who lives there. They have the most speeding drivers compared to the rest of the nation. City Police Department released a statement highlighting how its officers enforce traffic laws. They say patrol officers issued more than 45,000 citations and warnings last year. That's a lot. Port St. Lucie is not that big of a community, so that's a lot. The report also stated the safest cities for drivers are in the states of Hawaii, Minnesota, and the state of Washington.
Hmm. And
let's wrap it up. Awesome. Go.
All righty. Well, we do have a quick good news story here. Steven Nedorozic has earned the nickname as the Clark Kent of men's gymnastics after he took off his glasses and helped the U.S. men's team win their first Olympics medal in 16 years on Monday. His mother, Cheryl, said that he has never worn his glasses while competing, so they're used to seeing him take them off before he performs. She added that his coach at Penn State decided that he would be a pommel horse specialist after recruiting him. Nedorozic will compete for an individual medal in the pommel horse on Saturday. So that's a very wholesome U.S. Olympic story for you there with him and his parents. Alrighty, that's all we got for today. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. You'll hear from us tomorrow. Bye-bye.